horses or lands. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I would rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. He's fairer than lilies of rarest bloom. He's sweeter than honey from out the comb. He's all that your hungering spirit needs. Oh, I'd rather have Jesus and let him lead than to be a king of a vast domain, or be held in sin. Rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today.
Yeah. Amen. Okay. Hope you can hear me okay. You just let me know if you can't. But interesting things here. You know, Brother Joshua sent me a bunch of things on the sterilization stuff. And then I just remembered some things that Bill Gates had said in the past. And he's still saying now. And his witchy wife. And I'll be honest with you, like that guy, like I really have visions of that guy, like cutting the tops of heads off of people, like you know, like you would cut a cantaloupe, and then like taking a spoon and eating their brains. Like that's like when I look at that guy, he looks like that guy to me. Like he looks like that guy that eats brains, human brains, and that he drinks human blood from a chalice somewhere. Like that's the kind of image I get when I look at that little troll, that little demon possessed devil. When it drives me, the things that he says, the absolute antichrist things that the man says are just unbelievably wicked and vile and God-hating. They are an absolute rebellion to God. They hate the God of the Bible. They hate everything that the God of the Bible stands for. They are absolutely 100% antichrist, bent on killing people, and they have a bloodlust, and they want to kill people. And they do it. See, this is how sorcerers work. I'm talking about sorcerers tonight also in the book of Acts, in Acts chapter 13. Sorcerers, they oppose the gospel. Gary, I'm sorry. I'm going to get to this right away. Electricity is not causing viruses, okay? I'm sorry, but it's not. The human body has viruses that come in contact with them. It affects the body. It infects the system. It is not electricity that causes it. It is not radio waves that cause sickness. It is actual viruses. Okay? Viruses are known to be in the body. It's simple. We can look at them. We can examine them. We can understand them. It's observable science. No, I'm not totally wrong, Gary. You're totally nuts if you think that electricity is what causes every ail in the world, that's what it is, and the human body never gets sick off of anything. That's really strange because we find viruses in the Bible, we find sickness in the Bible, and we find death in the Bible. Yes, Gary, you're nuts. You've smoked your socks too long. You're insane. And I'm sorry, Gary, but I'm not going to run down that rabbit trail of insanity. I'm just not. Yes, I do have to be obnoxious about it, Gary, as obnoxious as what you're being when you're trying to tell me that people really don't get sick from viruses. I'm sorry, Gary, but it's foolish. And somebody has to knock you with the stupid stick to tell you that it's dumb. Okay? Because that's the reason why people are getting away with what's happening. That's what the problem is. That's why people are getting away with it. That's why people are doing what they're doing today. That's why the entire Christian community is completely swerved right now. Gary, I'm not your enemy. I'm your friend. I don't hate you. I'm not mad at you. I don't even know what obtuse means. I'm not even smart enough. Joshua, I don't even know what obtuse means. Tell me what obtuse means. He said I'm being obtuse. I don't know what obtuse means. Now you're cussing at me, Gary. You're cussing at me because I don't know what obtuse means. Now, thank you for being a perfect example of why people are not paying attention to what's really going on. Everybody's running around thinking Bill Gates is injecting them with a microchip. That's not what he's doing. It's so much more simple than that. I'm giving you information to look into, Gary. This is my broadcast, and I'm giving you the information to look into. I'm not going off on you, Gary. I'm going off on what you're trying to prove. Gary, it's foolish. Because the answer is so much simpler. That's right in front of our face. Really, Gary? No, I'm the reason why people actually read their Bibles and that listen to this broadcast. I'm the reason why they do follow the scriptures being led by the Holy Ghost. A mouthpiece for the Lord to tell people the truth. That's why I'm here. And so they don't get caught up in a bunch of nonsense. Okay, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm not your enemy, Gary. I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at you at all. I'm not. You can defend your position if you want to. However, it won't work on this broadcast because this broadcast is for my position to share. You can go share your position somewhere else. This isn't your place to defend your position. You go start a broadcast and start it out with, let me start this out by saying, I hate Jason Cooley and I'm going to expose him for not thinking that electricity is what caused all the sickness in the world today. And you really want me to believe that radio waves caused the Spanish flu? You know, I had a guy tell me that he couldn't get off the couch because of the internet. Literally, Gary. I had a guy tell me that because of Wi-Fi, he couldn't get up and do any work. He couldn't get up and do what he needed to do. I had a guy tell me that. Okay? So, anyway. But Gary, you are a perfect example of why people are ignoring the main issue with the vaccines. I like you too, Gary. I'm not mad at you, even though we disagree. I'm really not mad at you. I'm not. I don't hate you. I don't think ill of you. I don't think you're a bad guy. I don't. I'm just telling you, usually when people disagree with me, they go do a video somewhere else and tell everybody how bad I am. So I'm just kind of like letting that out there. But I'm not mad at you. I don't have time to be mad at you. I got a busy day. I don't think you're a bad guy, and I don't think you're, like, running a major PSYOP or anything. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is the major PSYOP is being ran on us. Okay? And I had a guy send me a whole thumb drive of reasons why he couldn't get off his couch because Wi-Fi kept him from doing it. That Wi-Fi was the real reason why he couldn't walk and he was tired and he couldn't do anything. And you know what it was? He had depression. I'm not going off on you. I'm really not. If this is going off on you, I don't know. I'm just telling you that I don't believe it. It's just nonsense. Anyway, I digress. Hey, I use that word. That's really fancy. All right. Let's look at something here.
We were at
Let's look at something here. Because I really think that everything else... Okay, what do I think? I think that we are being conditioned, we're being led on down a rabbit trail, off the beaten path for a reason. Because what's really going on is much more sinister and right in front of our face. Okay? So, let's look at this from many years ago, shall we?
Of these meetings, we were at one of these meetings yesterday, and I remember that a lady told you that she had had 8 children,
mm.
and 4 of them had died in childbirth, mm. or shortly thereafter. But if all of them had survived, she'd have 8 children.
Mm.
And what the developing world does not need is more children.
Mm. So here you have Bill and Melinda Gates, right? And this is Melinda Gates, Bill's witchy wife. So what does she say? Here's a 60 Minutes CBS reporter saying, the last thing the world needs is 8 children. Well, I have 6 children, you little puke, and I have 1 on the way. So what you're telling me is that you would rather see my children die or me not have any. You see, Gary, you see why I don't care about your stupid electromagnetic argument? You see why I don't care? Because the real goal is to stick that thing in somebody's arm to what? So they're sterilized, so they don't have any babies.
And I think that was the biggest aha to Bill and me when we got into this work, is we asked ourselves, of course, the same hard-nosed question you'd ask, which is, if you get into this work and you start to save these children, will women just keep overpopulating?
Do you see how sick these people are? You mean, like, if we actually save these children, then they would be alive, and wouldn't that be bad for population? Okay. So what you have to understand is these people have devils in them. Like, they are like snorting devils, like drug addicts snort cocaine. Like, they have so many devils flying through them. Generic Stewart, because 2 kids or less is ideal. I mean, don't you see? Isn't it weird that, like, the former presidents, like, all of them have, like, 2 kids? Why? Because they're stinking eugenicists. They snort devils into their system like people, like drug addicts snort cocaine. Like a pothead smokes dope. They inhale it in their lungs. They suck it up. This is why people get mad at me, though, because I don't have time for your nonsense. I'm just going to hit you right between the eyes with it. I'm just going to tell you exactly what it is. These people are devil-possessed, and their whole goal is to stick that vaccine in people's arms so they can depopulate the world. Population control.
In the world, and thank goodness the converse is absolutely true. So they don't do that because women say to themselves, they want 2 children to survive into adulthood. If she...
What woman ever told you that she only wanted 2 children to decide into adulthood? Who? I've never heard a woman say that before. Right?
She knows that 2 will survive into adulthood. She will naturally bring down her population. And so as soon as
she will naturally bring down her... These people are sick. This is like one of the sickest things I've ever heard. Sickest things. I'm telling you, these people hate children. And would you want somebody that absolutely hates children to stick a needle in your child's arm? Like, isn't that like turning a Catholic priest loose inside of a daycare center? I mean, isn't that what it's like? Isn't that like, isn't that what that's like? Bye, Gary. Just remember, Gary, I'm not mad at you. I don't like your position. That's it. Had nothing to do with you personally. You can take it personal all you want to.
She starts to see that getting them vaccinated or keeping them alive during the birth, she won't have as many children. That's what we just heard from this group as well, that the older women had had more children, hoping more would
support. Really? Because here's what I think. I think a lady out in Africa has no idea about contraception and has no idea that she's not, that it's not natural for her to have children, and that you want to stick a needle in her arm to prevent her from having children. I think you had to teach that to her. By nature, a woman does not think that way. You have to be trained that way. You have to be taught that way. That's what I think. Gary, don't you see that this is such a bigger issue than what you were trying to bring up? And that's how Satan works. Always trying to swerve the topic. Always trying to swerve it. Always. But you look at this. This woman
survived, but the younger children, younger women are starting to plan for smaller families because they know they'll live.
They all said they wanted three.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is fantastic. That's what you want. Yeah.
So that's what you want. You want them saying they want three babies, not eight babies. Those dumb, stupid jungle bunnies. They ought to realize that they don't want that many babies. Do you understand? Do you know how absolutely racist these people really are? Do you get how absolutely satanic? See, these are the sorcerers that I tried to tell you about. These are the ones that what they're really doing. These are the ones. Do you get it? Oh, we're here to help you. Let me take this needle in and stick you with it, and this will help you. Well, you don't believe that old archaic book, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. I had some stinking missionary. He's a missionary right now overseas. And I think he has his two kids, his 2.1 eugenic number of children or whatever you call it, population control, Agenda 21. This is a Baptist one, a Ruckmanite. And he told me that be fruitful and multiply. That was only for the old dispensation. That's not for now. Right? That's what he told me. That God doesn't want you being fruitful and multiply now. Why? How am I supposed to do something for God if I have so many children? See what I mean? Gary, let's get back on topic. Just stay on the topic of what we're talking about. You don't need to defend yourself. You have your theory. Go run with it. It's fine. But let's just get back on the topic. Think about this. So here's this Western woman with Western ideology, and she comes over, and what is she going to do? She's going to teach these women that they don't need to have that many babies. Right? Well, Generic asked the question. Generic, I'm sorry. I hope I'm saying your name right. I don't know. How come the gates aren't harassing the Muslims for having so many children? Well, because poor people in Africa are easier to kill. That's why. That's why. poor people in Africa are easier to kill. That's why. I'm telling you, these people are the most vile, devilish, wicked, satanic, possessed people in the world.
If you understand that there's a high likelihood that your child is going to survive, you believe they'll have fewer.
Absolutely. And we're seeing that play out in all the population numbers across the globe. In fact, the population rates are coming down faster than had been predicted 10 years ago.
And the reason they're coming down faster than was predicted 10 years ago is because they're sterilizing them. They're shooting them up with things. They're giving them contraceptives, and they're keeping them from having children. That's what they're doing to them. That's why. That's why that's happening. Right? Okay, here you go. Here's another one.
All right, well, Yahoo Finance's editor-at-large Brian Sozzi sat down with Melinda Gates earlier in a wide-ranging interview discussing everything from capitalism to healthcare, and now Sozzi joins us live to talk more about it. So what were you actually chatting
about? Well, we were there in the Peninsula Hotel in New York City to talk about Melinda Gates' new book, The Moment of Lift. So we talked a lot of things, like you mentioned, but women's health and how to advance them in their lives and also entitlement spending. Here's what she said.
I would say our biggest risk that we took was stepping into this contraceptive space. Because of intense political pressure in the United States and some religious pressure, the global health community had backed off on contraceptives. And in 2012, we led an initiative and stepped back in because it is the greatest anti-poverty tool in the world. When women can time and space the births of their children are healthier. They can educate the kids. Women can stay in school longer, and they can...
Look, women, it's the greatest... contraception is the greatest anti-poverty tool in the world. It's the greatest. And why is that? Well, because they can do all the things that they've ever wanted to do with their life. Instead of have children, I mean... You don't want to be poor and have kids, do you? You don't want to be poor and have kids. I mean, you could make a lot of money.
Enter the workforce. We forget in the United States that it was the advent of the birth control pill that allowed women to work.
It was the advent of the birth control pill that allowed women to work. Correct. She's right about that.
And I believe that women should be able to do whatever they want, raise a family, work, or work and raise a family. But without contraceptives, they can't realize that dream.
Really? Without preventing babies like that, without raising babies, I mean... They could actually live life. I mean, you poor women out there that are staying home. I mean, you bunch of losers, you don't even have a life. You're poor and you don't have a life. See how they view people? Do you see how much hate and disgust these people have? These are the true witches. These are the sorcerers. Do you understand how much these people hate people? They think they're better than you. They think your child doesn't deserve to live, and you stupid knuckle-dragon monkeys should not be having babies. You stupid, dumb, low-class, poor people shouldn't be having babies. And especially those brown and black people out there swinging through the trees. They shouldn't be having babies either, the bunch of rum-dums. See, I'm just saying what they think. They say it all sophisticated, and I'm saying it like a knuckle-dragger. I'm just telling you straight out. I'm telling you straight out, this is who these people are. This is what they believe. This is how much they hate your children, and they hate your family, and these are the same people that want to inoculate your kids. So for me, it's like, I think I'll take the chance with COVID. I think I would. Before you want to make me sterile so I can have no more children, or make my wife sterile so she can't have any more children, or kill us. Do you understand? Like, this is like taking a guy that's guilty of mass murder and giving him a gun. Oh, he won't shoot me. He loves people.
I think the issues around Medicare and Medicaid are potentially...
Okay, that video's done, because all they get into talking about is other things that really don't matter to us in this particular one. So, the greatest anti-poverty tool, right? Now, check this out. You know all you, you stupid people, you dumb, stupid Christian people that think in conspiracy theories. Now, I will say one thing. They're right about one thing. Talking about the microchip and all that kind of stuff. Well, they're right. That's just a big swerve. But notice what she didn't talk about in this video. She didn't talk about sterilization. She talked about, oh yeah, like my husband's going to inject people with a microchip. Well, I think he would. In fact, I think he'd suck their brains. I think he would stick a straw in their ear and suck their brains out through their eardrum if he thought he could get away with it. If he could suck that hard, I think he would do that. I think he would suck their brains right out live on TV and eat them. That's what I think about this guy.
Let's talk about public trust. We seem to be in a strange kind of post-science moment where all this amazing work as Steve Forbes and Mike Milken were talking about, warp speed to get to a vaccine. But a vaccine is only so useful if people don't take it or don't trust it. What do we do about that?
Well, it's important to brainwash people in order for them to accept. I'm sorry, that's my... What do we do about that? That's me. Oh, I like this little shill over on the left here. This little shill over here saying like, oh, well. I mean, there's all this misinformation out there. And so how do we like put down all this misinformation? Because there's just a bunch of rum-dums out there actually not trusting us when we openly admit we want to depopulate the world. And we have needles, big needles that we want to stick in people. But why would you be alarmed by that? Why would any of us be alarmed by that? I mean, what? Why would you be alarmed that people that say they want to depopulate the world and that you shouldn't have more than two children, which is China's policy, by the way, why would we at all think ill of someone like Bill and Melinda Gates and the vaccine crowd? Like, why would we do that? Why would you ever think that? It's like having a serial rapist loose in a sorority house and then saying, like, why would you ever suspect that man would rape any woman? Why would you ever think a man that has a record of raping people and has the motive to do it, and then has a room full of women, that he won't actually do it? Like, why would you ever think that? Why would you conspiracy people think that? Here's my theory about the vaccine. They're not going to force anybody to take it because they're not going to have to. People are going to run to it. And the bulk of society is going to run to it. They're going to run to it. Because these guys in white coats have their worship. That's why.
Well, there's certainly a lot of misinformation. You know, it's great people are paying attention to vaccines in a way.
it's great.
But a lot of that's the... you know, false data. We'll see as the vaccine comes out. You know, we don't need absolutely everyone to take it, but we need a pretty high percentage to take it to get the protection that, you know, eventually brings this epidemic to an end. And then things like going to a big stadium will be, you know, reasonable to do.
I mean, you stupid monkeys want to go back to the stadium and watch football, don't you? Well, you stupid monkeys can't go to the stadium unless you take the shot. Stupid monkey must take stupid shot before stupid monkey can go back to stupid stadium. You dumb knuckle dragon fool, what's the matter with you? Rich, smart guys like me tell you to go take that and stick that in your arm so you could do it, so you can go back to the stadium. You want to go back and watch football, don't you?
Do again. Which, you know, we shouldn't be doing that right now. So, you know, the digital era has brought a lot of misinformation, and with the pandemic, you know, vaccines in particular, I hope that's not, you know, getting out into the mainstream.
I hope that's not get, look at him smile. I hope that's not getting out in the mainstream. I hope people wouldn't wake up and figure out that we hate people. That we really want them all to die and only elite people should live. I hope that you don't think that. I hope that you don't hear any of this stuff.
You know, it's interesting. We have such a short memory as a country, but look, we lived through something scary like this. It was called polio, and it affected so many families in the United States where they were terrified for good reason to let their children go out and play, because we, at the time, didn't know where polio came from, and then we had to wait for the Salk and Sabin vaccine.
We had to wait for the saving vaccine to save us from polio. I really don't think that saved anybody from polio.
Once those vaccines came out, people lined up in droves for those vaccines. So my hope is that it will. This time will eventually remind people the importance of public health. We forget in this country that diseases like measles are way more infectious than COVID-19 is. I mean, for every person who gets measles, they tend to infect 8 to 9 other people. It is so infectious. We can have another one of those come along.
We can have another one of those come along, and we can arrange it, my little pretty. If you don't do what we say, we will make sure that you people get sick enough that you beg us for this shot. Look at his look on his face. Look at her. Look at him. You see him? I'm telling you, these people are so evil. They're so antichrist. It is so unbelievable how evil these people
are. I'm hopeful that, you know, as the vaccine comes and people do start to use it, it will quell down some of these kind of silly conspiracy theories that are out there.
Well, speaking of conspiracy theories, how are you guys doing personally? I mean, you're now both the subject of a lot of these conspiracy theories. You're doing amazing work and putting a lot of time and money and effort into it. And then this is to some degree what you get. How is that personally affecting you both?
Well, the disinformation is just, it's confounding on the one hand. And on the other hand, we're still just putting our heads down and doing the work. It doesn't change our daily life to have those.
It doesn't change us. We don't care. We don't care if people say all this stuff.
Conspiracy theories out there. We know they're not true. You know, they certainly come up a little bit with the kids in the household. By the way, we do have our son came home early from college, and unfortunately for him, So that conversation comes up, but it doesn't change what we do on a day-to-day basis, luckily.
Bill, you look a little bemused.
Well, you know, I hope it remains a humorous thing that there aren't anything more that comes about. You know, it's not like we're going to back off or anything.
Yeah, it's not like we're going to back off. We're not going to stop doing what we're doing just because you knuckle draggers think that you figured something out about us.
You know, some news channels have been better than others on these things. And, you know, it just shows there's certain primal concerns about, you know, medicine and science and experts that when people are worried, they're kind of more open-minded to unusual explanations.
Yeah, I think there's,
Look, when people are worried, then they're open to all kinds of explanations. I mean, they're actually going to believe crazy stuff, like that we would, like, put something harmful in a vaccine when we talk about depopulation all the time, which is one of our main goals.
There's a lot of anxiety for good reason in the country right now, and a lot of tension. And people are more glued at home. They have more time. In some ways, maybe this was inevitable. But I know my husband is not vaccinating people and putting a microchip in her arm because that technology doesn't even exist, and he's never uttered the words out of his mouth. So.
Look at the look on his face. I mean, he's like, well, I haven't figured out how to do it yet, but as soon as I figure out how to stick that needle in their arm and stick that in there, I'll do it. She's like, eh, he hasn't figured it out yet. He's working on it, though. He's working on it. I've tried to kill as many people as I can, but I haven't got to that point yet. Yeah. All giggles, right? All giggles. Well, here's another one. I'm just setting this up for when I show you the information, and then I got to get out of here in like a half an hour. So for when I show you the next information, you understand where I'm coming from.
In this year's annual letter, Melinda and I take the toughest questions we get asked and give our answers. One that's come up for a long time is, as we make the world healthier, is the population going to get so big that feeding everybody and maintaining the environment is going to be impossible?
Wow. I mean, people actually ask the question that, well, if we make people healthier, won't there be more people and that'll be bad for all of us? Well, Bill's going to put that worry, put your worries at ease. And he's going to do that by assuring you that his vaccines and his depopulation control measures will make sure that doesn't happen.
Here we can see a chart that looks at the total world population over the last several hundred years. And at first glance, this is a bit scary. We go from less than a billion in 1800.
Why is that a bit scary? There's a billion and less than a billion in 1800, and there's 7.4 billion now, and that's a bad thing? So what they're saying is, you know, life is a really bad thing, and you shouldn't have it. Especially you knuckle-dragging poor losers.
And then 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.4 billion where we are today is happening even faster. So Melinda and I wondered whether providing new medicines and keeping children alive, would that create more of a population problem?
That's what he's saying. If we provided the medicine for the children and they got healthy. But see, that's not what he's doing. They're not making them healthier. They're poisoning them.
What we found out is that as health improves, families choose to have less children. And this effect is very, very dramatic. We find that in every country of the world, this is repeated. The population growth goes down as we improve health. So we've taken that chart that shows the global population growth
And we've actually extended it out all the way to 2100. And we can see that instead of continuing, it actually flattens out. Another way to see that is through this rate of population growth. And you can see that in the 60s, that reached a pretty high number, over 2% per year, and it's now come way, way down. Now, 11 billion people, still a lot, but the good news is that the faster we improve health, the faster family size goes down.
The faster we improve health, the faster family size goes down. That doesn't work. Because the healthier your children were, the more you would continue to have children no matter what. I mean, it wouldn't even change your theory on that. Unless your healthy children were all you could have. Because that's really what he's saying.
And so we can feel great about saving those lives.
Nice people. We could feel great about saving those lives.
Let's go to a couple questions that we've actually received since we started the webcast. The first is on population growth. And the question is, one of our most pressing issues is population growth. How do you expect this to be addressed?
Well, the population growth issue at the global level is not that daunting. That is, the population percentage-wise is growing slower today than in the past. And so it will actually peak out. The problem is that the population is growing the fastest where people are less able to deal with it. So it's in the very poorest places that you're going to have a tripling in population by 20.
So what he's saying to you is that poor people that haven't been Americanized in Western society and taught eugenics and taught that they don't need the Lord, they don't need to follow the Bible and the Lord, and they don't need to follow the natural course of things, those people are still having babies. The people that are being indoctrinated and taught satanic philosophies, those people are still having babies, but the ones that are being taught satanic philosophies, like in America and in Europe, they're having less babies. So in other words, white people, many white people, stop having babies because they're being indoctrinated with satanic philosophies concerning birth control and contraceptives. And they're following them. And churches are following birth control methods and contraceptives. Most churches are really not pro-life today. Most of them don't preach against birth control. Most of them don't preach against the history of birth control. Margaret Sanger and all the eugenics, they don't preach against birth control any longer. In fact, they encourage two-income families. They don't discourage it. They don't encourage keepers at home.
...50. And so their ability to feed, educate, provide jobs, stability, protect the environment in those locations mean they're faced with an almost impossible problem.
So you're looking at a list here of people they want to kill. Quickly, Yemen 149%, Uganda 173%, Pakistan 57%, Nigeria 140%. Why do you think in northern Nigeria the wars are going on and all these people are dying?
Northern Nigeria, Yemen, Chad. And so what we need to do is take this aid generosity and this innovation and go into those places, offer the women better tools where they want to space birthing or have a smaller family size.
How does a woman, I'm just curious, how does a woman in Africa, out in the middle of northern Africa or northern Nigeria or whatever the case may be, when does it dawn on that woman that she wants to space her babies out? When does that dawn? When does that dawn on that lady out there in Nigeria? Answer: when satanic philosophies are presented and she is bewitched by them. Just like American women are bewitched by birth control, population controls, and they already follow population controls. Most churches today follow this scheme. They don't preach against this stuff. Why? Because people won't support their ministry. People won't come. You want to know why there's nearly 40 children in this little church of ours? Because I preach, by God's grace, that is, I preach keepers at home. I preach against birth control. I preach mothers and fathers following the position and the place that God has given them. So therefore, I see the fruit of it, this ministry. I see many babies, many children come along because of that. That's why. It's a direct result of the preaching and teaching and living of God's holy word led by the Holy Ghost of God. It is the fruit of that. It's what Satan hates the most. By the way, you want to know what's been warred against in this ministry? Satan has warred against this church. And he's warred against it. He tried to attack me and he tried to attack our families. And years ago, nearly 4 years ago, that was the attack that was on this church. And it was because of that. And it absolutely was because of that. And I don't care what anybody else says. The Lord revealed unto me the army that is being built in this church. We have more children in this church than churches three or four times our size have. Do you understand that? This church. Because they don't have babies anymore. Most of the people don't have babies anymore. They don't preach it. They fell for all this.
And improve health, because it's amazingly, as children survive, parents feel like they'll have enough kids to support them in their old age, and so they choose to have less children. Niger right now, it's still 7 children per family, whereas in the richer countries, you're often at a stable point of which is 2.1 or even less.
2.1 or even less, that's a stable place. Do you see how sick this is? So how are they doing it? That's a good question. Well, let's show you some things. That's not what I wanted to show you. I'm looking at the wrong thing. Hang on a second. Okay, here we go. So how about some side effects to this new COVID vaccine? Let's look at it. I would never know how to say this. My wife tried to tell me how to say this. This Guillain-Barré syndrome or whatever it is. Guillain-Barré, thank you. Acute disseminated encephalomyelitis. Whatever. Encephalomyelitis. Thank you. Thank you, Joshua. What about transverse myelitis? Myelitis! Can't say these words, Joshua. They're too big. Myelitis. Stroke. I can understand that one. Convulsions. Seizures. narcolepsy. Myocarditis, pericarditis. Is that heart attack?
Infarction is heart attack,
yes. Okay. And pericarditis is heart infection. Kawasaki disease. Does that mean you want to buy a motorcycle?
No, that's the disease that African children get when their big bellies swell up.
Oh, it's when their big bellies swell up. Boy, Kawasaki's getting a bad rap.
That might be
Kwashi, deaths, pregnancy, and birth outcomes. Right? I want to show you something else, though. Kawasaki, isn't that the...
That's the tongue thing.
Yeah. Let me see here. It's all Greek to me, man. Or Latin. I'm trying to see. Let's see here. Give me a second. So we have here from the FDA. Near real-time surveillance, right? Here's the symptoms that I just showed you. Epidemiologist. What else? Let me see what I was looking for here. That's not the one I'm looking for. Let me grab another one. Hang on a second here. I think this is the one I want to show you. Here we go. Warnings of infertility come directly with Pfizer vaccine. December 6, 2020. If you are pregnant and you are taking a huge chance as they did not test the vaccine on pregnant women, what kind of damage will this have on you or your baby? Number two, it is unknown whether COVID-19 mRNA vaccine BN2162B2 has an impact on fertility. Number three, the vaccine is not recommended for anyone under 16 years of age. Interaction studies were not done. In other words, they do not know if the vaccine will cause damages when combined with other vaccines or drugs. Pregnancy and breastfeeding. There is currently limited data available on use of this vaccine in pregnant women. If you are pregnant or breastfeeding, think you may be pregnant or planning to have a baby, ask your doctor or pharmacist for advice before you receive this vaccine. As a precaution, you should avoid becoming pregnant until at least 2 months after the vaccine. Wonder why. Pregnancy. There are no or limited amount of data from the use of COVID-19 mRNA vaccine. Animal reproductive toxicity studies have not been completed. COVID-19 vaccine is not recommended during pregnancy. For women of childbearing age, pregnancy should be excluded before vaccination. In addition, women of childbearing age should be advised to avoid pregnancy for at least 2 months after their second dose. It is unknown whether COVID-19 is excreted in human milk. A risk to the newborn infants cannot be excluded. Fertility. It is unknown whether COVID-19 has an impact on fertility. COVID-19 mRNA vaccine. Why was this warning not included in the leaflet to be distributed to the recipients of the vaccine? Here's what it says in the leaflet that was given to people. Keep this leaflet. You may need to read it again. If you have any further questions, ask your doctor, pharmacist, or nurse. If you get any side effects, talk to your doctor, pharmacist, or nurse. This includes any possible side effects not listed in this leaflet. So after someone reads the shorter leaflet prior to deciding whether or not to get the vaccine, the only way a young woman would know about the warning about potential infertility issues would be if they asked their doctor or other healthcare provider a specific question about fertility. And even then, it is dependent upon that doctor having completely read the longer document and answering the young woman's question on fertility issues accurately. As you have previously reported, As we previously reported, Dr. Michael Yeadon, the former head of Pfizer Research, filed a stay of action with the European Medicines Agency together with Dr. Wolfgang Woodard, and he warned them about the potential effects of the vaccine on fertility. As he wrote that the experimental Pfizer COVID vaccine is expected to induce the formation of humoral antibodies against spike proteins of SARS-CoV-2, Syncytin-1, which is derived from human indigenous retroviruses, HERV, and is responsible for the development of a placenta in mammals and humans and is therefore an essential prerequisite for a successful pregnancy, is also found in homologous form in the spike protein SARS viruses. There is no indication whether antibodies against spike proteins of SARS viruses would also act like anti-syncytin-1 antibodies. However, if this were to be the case, this would then also prevent the formation of a placenta, which would result in vaccinated women essentially becoming infertile. To my knowledge, Pfizer or BioNTech has yet to release any samples of written materials provided to patients, so it is unclear what, if any, formation regarding potential fertility-specific risks caused by antibodies is included. According to the Section 10.4.2 of Pfizer trial protocol, a woman of childbearing potential is eligible to participate if she is not pregnant or breastfeeding and is using an acceptable contraceptive method, as described in the trial protocol, during the intervention period for a minimum of 28 days after the last dose of study intervention. So, you know, you can go on and find this yourself at healthandmoneynews.wordpress.com. But there's a lot of dangers to this vaccine, which has been completely sped through trials. Undesirable effects, blood and lymphatic system disorders, lymphadenopathy, nervous system disorders, very common, headache, musculoskeletal and connective tissue disorders, very common, arthralgia and myalgia, general disorders and administration site conditions, injection site pain, fatigue, chills, pyrexia, redness at injection site swelling, malaise, gastrointestinal disorders, common nausea. By the way, one of the things that we just found out, too, is two people died from this. So the technology, what they're using in this, has an adverse effect on having babies, which should not be a surprise, by the way. Because that's exactly what their goal is to do, is to stop that. Let's see. You can research this all yourself. That's not the one I was looking for. Let me see here. Anyway, I can't find that. I had it somewhere. But it was listed as two people that were killed as reactions to the vaccine. Josh, you remember where that was at?
It's, I think the links that were inside that article.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out where. That one is. I think it's this one, maybe. Maybe I'm just looking at it wrong. Let me see here. Because I know I read it earlier, and now I can't find it. Oh, this is one that I wanted to play for you as well, and then I'm going to get out of here.
Big start, but this extraordinary creature, whatever we call it, this pandemic is caused by something which is evolving all the time, surely.
Yeah, so these viruses are pretty tricky for the immune system. They've got lots of methods to avoid the immune system. They don't mutate as fast as influenza, though. The mutation rate in this virus is pretty slow. But the intensity of your immune response is not so great for this virus. So in many ways, I think the observation made by the previous speaker is right. We're probably going to need a seasonal coronavirus vaccine that we all have every year to give us protection. And that may change with mutations, but this isn't a very variable virus, and I suspect it may stay the same for some years before we need to change it.
And finally, Sir John, the question everybody's asking you: when will it be? When can I have one?
Yeah. So as you may have spotted, there's a wide range of views on this subject. I'm hopeful we're going to start to get a readout early in the autumn as to whether this thing works or not. A lot of this depends on the intensity of infection. So in order to get a readout, you have to have a certain number of incident cases in the control vaccine population. And that then tells you that you can look at the real vaccinated population and see whether they've been protected. So I'm hoping that's going to happen pretty smartly this autumn. But then don't forget, these vaccines are unlikely to completely sterilize a population. They're very likely to have an effect which works in a percentage, say 60 or 70%. We'll have to look quite carefully, and the regulators will have to look quite carefully to make sure that it's done what we need it to do before it gets approved. So there will be a delay between the outcome of the trial and a decision whether it can be approved as a vaccine. And of course, anything that happens...
Professor John Bell...
Yeah.
I didn't mean to cut you right off like that.
Can I just say that anything that happens to undermine the legitimacy of regulators to make independent decisions is, in my view, profoundly unhelpful.
Professor Sir John Bell, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much, you devil. Anyway, so we already know what the goal is with vaccines. It's to population. I don't have to look. I don't have to look any further and think, oh, this is the mark of the beast. There's so many. There, it's not. These vaccines are not the mark of the beast. This vaccine, this COVID-19 vaccine, is not the mark of the beast. What it is a plot to sterilize people, to continue the sterilization of people. That's the goal. And just to overall make them sick in population control. I could do a more thorough examination of population control all the day long, but I think you get the point. Don't get distracted. There are better reasons than this is not the mark of the about the mark of the beast in that sense to not take this vaccine. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm telling you that they're admitting that this is going to sterilize people. Not just this, but their own data admits it, that it has that effect. And they know it. They know full well what they're doing. So, you'll have to listen to the entire broadcast to find that out. But anyway, the vaccine is not the mark of the beast. It's not. What it is a population control. It's a tool of the New World Order. It's about population control. It's about control, fear. It's got the New World Order written all over it. The whole thing. Problem, reaction, solution. They create the chaos and provide the solution. It's as simple as that. Don't get swayed away by stupid charismatic videos. It's a mentality. It's to build trust through fear. To build dependency through fear. That's what it's about. All right? Anyway, I got to get out of here. All right? I got to get moving. But if anybody wants to say hi real quick, I'll give you a chance to say hi, and then I'm going to get out of here. All right? Because I got to go. I got to get to the deer stand here. I got to move my deer blind today. So we got to get moving. Let's see. You know what? I want to do something here real quick because I didn't get to do it. And I need to load you up with some scripture before I go because that was a lot of scientific mumbo jumbo stuff. But I want to load you up with some scripture here. So I'm going to do that before I get out of here. So you say hi while I'm doing that, but I want to show you something. Let's see. Nope, that's the wrong chapter. These are your sorcerers, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light, and therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Okay. I want to show you another one. Sorcerers always oppose the gospel agenda, and that's whatever the Lord's agenda is, okay? Whatever the Lord has commanded us, sorcerers they always oppose that. I'm going to talk about this tonight. Acts chapter 13, verse number 6. And when they had gone through the island of Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar-Jesus, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man, who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. But Elymais, the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Then Saul, who is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him and said, O full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. See, this is what they do. This is what these deceivers do. And let me show you something else. These are the end time sins. Here it is, Revelation chapter 9. Neither repented they of their murders, killing people, nor of their sorceries, nor of their thefts, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. What are they trying to do? Well, they're using sorceries to promote fornication. Do you understand that? They're using sorceries, Bill Gates. They want you to fornicate, not have babies. That's why they sexualize the society. So they could sterilize you, so all you do is be a raging pervert with no responsibility and run around having sex all the time with no responsibility. That's the end times. While they're murdering babies. See that? It's all right there. Very clear. I got to go. Hey, don't forget to pray for us. Support the ministry. If you want to give to our ministry, you can send a PayPal to salvationpreacher@gmail.com. That is salvationpreacher@gmail.com. Or you can mail us something. Our address is on our sermon audio page. And you can find it there. And some of you have, and I appreciate your support and your prayers for us, and thank you for sending some things in. Some folks have sent some things in, and I appreciate that. I'm very grateful for that. Keep praying for our ministry. Pray for me to get a deer.